Fellow Freedom fans, David Allen Carmichael back again with the Faith and Freedom Show. Notwithstanding whatever you heard on the breaks, that's part of your in-flight entertainment. My approach isn't necessarily, I think it concerns me. I just heard that little advertisement, there's a communist in the White House, and so obviously that has some extreme partisan flavor to it. Now, if it's true, that's an interesting thing. It used to be that communism, if you were a communist, it was unlawful for you to be a communist and be in America. There were certain things that weren't allowed to you. And the reason why the communists have a belief in it's okay to overthrow the U.S. government by force, that's what would make it unlawful. Whether or not the current president of the United States is a communist, now that I think it needs more evidence, whether or not there's evidence to show that he certainly has been trained, just like everybody else in America in the current public school system, to have Marxist ideals and to, socialism is a mechanism to carry out some Marxist anti-Christ or ideals. And you say, well, it's just an idea. It's got some good thoughts and stuff like that. Of course, we've interviewed some socialists, some guys that are well active in the Socialist Party, and they've admitted it's never worked. Every place that it's been tried, it's been a catastrophe. It's because men are evil. Men are evil. And there's no, you can't increase the evil to make evil go away. And that's essentially a mechanism of Marx. He undermines the biblical precepts of family and the structure of family and the accountability of God, man, in that order, and then the laws of men in keeping with those first two relationships and responsibilities that come with it. Now, that's a big, heady discussion. Let's press on to the recent legislation in Florida. Here's something, warning, coming your way, folks. This is your Bill of Rights, Article 1, Section 2 of the Florida Constitution. Somebody's trying to undermine Floridians' rights, I'm telling you. Here you go. Senate Joint Resolution 84. This came up for a vote a couple of years ago, failed, came up last year, and was just flying through the committees. And we mentioned it here on the radio. In fact, as I said earlier, Senator Fasano didn't even know it was coming. It was during the legislative session last year we mentioned to it. It suddenly died in committee. It went away. Well, guess what? It's back. This was, I guess it was proposed in November of 2009. A joint resolution proposing an amendment to Section 2 of Article 1 of the state constitution relating to basic rights. These are your basic rights. Now, remember, Florida's a state. It didn't have the common law. So your rights, in many cases, are granted. It's a statist place that you live. So you have to be very careful when they're going to change your constitution. Let's see what this change says. The following amendment, Section 2 of Article 1 of the state constitution, is agreed to and shall be submitted to the electors of the state for approval or rejection at the next general election or at an earlier special election specifically authorized by law for that purpose, blah, blah, blah. Here's what they want to change. Here's what your basic rights are. All natural persons, by the way, somebody in the womb is a natural person. Notice, not a legal person or a civil person, but all natural persons, female and male alike, are equal before the law and have inalienable, this is orienting things to a creator, have inalienable rights, among which are the right to enjoy and defend life. To enjoy and defend life. If you're killing babies in utero in Florida, you're murderers. If you're tolerating it, you're a murderer. You're violating these natural rights. Enjoy and defend life and liberty, to pursue happiness, to be rewarded for industry, and to acquire, possess, and protect property. Acquire, possess, and protect property. What about inheritance? Is every natural person in Florida, if you're a natural person and you're living in Florida, and you were sent here by China as an official diplomat or for the government of China, and you are sent to Florida for some reason, are you able to possess and protect property in Florida, on the land of Florida? Are you able to do that? Are you able to inherit property? Let's say somebody who you make friends with in Florida, and you happen to be in China, and you are working for the government there. Let's just use that as an example. And somebody wills to you property in Florida. Can you keep it? Well, I don't think so, folks. If you go back through the law of land and property and things like that for just in ancient times, if you're a stranger, if you're a foreigner, you can't keep the property. It's not something that you can inherit. It's really weird. A lot of people don't realize that, but it's just something, if you've never been exposed to it, it might be a surprise to you. So what they have here, and the reason is, there's a lot of things that come with owning property. Imagine if China owned all of Florida. Imagine if China owned all of Florida. I will just tell you that your life would change in Florida. Law would change in Florida. And I'll give you an example here in a few minutes. But if, watch what's happening here. You've got something in the Constitution right now that gives people rights to this property. That's all natural persons, right? That's all natural persons. So that means that somebody in the womb can inherit property. Except, here we go. You're going to learn something about your own Constitution. Except that the ownership, inheritance, disposition, and possession of real property by aliens ineligible for citizenship may be regulated or prohibited by law. If you're here from China and you're here on a diplomatic mission, you actually work for the government, you have allegiance to China, you're not eligible for citizenship in the United States. If you're here working, you're from China, you don't disassociate your Chinese lineages and associations, there is a provision in American law that you can gain citizenship in America and possibly still have certain rights back in China, depending on what China thinks when you get back. If you've been born there, it's possible they could give you rights as a Chinese citizen. But when you come here to naturalize in the United States and abandon or take on, you alienate yourself from China as by oath or whatever occasion it is, and then you can be a citizen here if you're just here working. You're not really here working for the Chinese government. You can eventually become a citizen. And then, of course, acquire property and possess it and inherit it and things like that. Right now, the only exception to this natural right is if you're from a foreign nation. And the reason why, if somebody from a foreign nation takes property, owns it, possesses it, can use it to influence in Florida, somebody in China, a separate nation other than Florida and other than the United States of America, would have too much power in Florida to affect your life, contrary to the natural people that are here and have a natural affinity for the place. So this exception is in the Florida Constitution, except that the ownership, inheritance, disposition, and possession of real property by aliens ineligible for citizenship may be regulated, prohibited by law. Who is it that would like to have this changed in Florida is a good question. Who among you would like to get rid of this exception? Somebody, and I'll tell you which senator it is, possibly, that would like to. I don't know why he's sponsoring this. But look what's happening here. This constitutional amendment proposes to remove this exception, except that the ownership, inheritance, disposition, possession of real property by aliens ineligible for citizenship may be regulated, prohibited by law. They would like to strip this from this Bill of Rights. See, this is your Bill of Rights that gives you your natural, that actually protects your natural rights as somebody who has just an affinity here, okay? So it says, and last year they said, well, this is sometimes used to discriminate against people because of their race. Well, just because it has been used in the past to discriminate, it's bogus. That's wrong. It can't. Because keep reading. It goes on to say, no person shall be deprived of any right because of race, religion, national origin, or physical disability. It's already written in there that it's against the law to discriminate against anybody on the basis of race, religion, national origin, or physical disability. So what I'm telling you, folks, is I am not from Florida. I am broadcasting to Florida, and it's kind of one of these things where I'm trying to be as objective as possible. and get to all these issues of the day on a constitutional basis, a biblical basis, and the basis of right versus wrong. An alien in the Bible was the term they used was stranger. And they said in the Bible to make sure that you are kind and honor and you're gracious to the strangers, that you treat them as your brothers, because remembering you were once a stranger yourself. Well, strangers that come and work here and really want to be your friend here, those are the kind that you treat kindly. An enemy of a foreign state or a member of a foreign state that could be an enemy on any given moment, the state itself could be your enemy at any given moment. You don't want them to be able to take over your country by subterfuge. It's just not going to be helpful. So they have a different, you say, mores of society and things like that. Again, our country was raised up in the Christian traditions. China isn't. Let's see what's going on in China right now. China cracks down. And this is not to speak specifically against China. This is an analogy here. I'm going to use them as an example. China cracks down on human rights lawyers. Two Chinese human rights lawyers may lose their licenses today in the latest sign of Beijing's tougher stance on dissent. The Beijing Justice Bureau, BJB, issued a notice to Tang Jitan and Li Wei on April 12th, accusing them of disturbing order in the court when they defended, watch this, a Falun Gong follower, Yang Ming, for following a cult. Falun Gong is a pretty peaceful little group. I mean, they worship nature and they try to get very spiritual, and they do this like slow looking Tai Chi looking thing that helps them get peace, and they can meditate and stuff like that. But China's called them, it's a dangerously superstitious cult. They don't worship science and the state, so therefore they're dangerous. Guess what? They're taking these people off to the Huzgao and selling their organs on the open market. They're being found to violate a capital crime of being a part of a dangerous cult. It's crazy, folks. Here's what this lawyer said. I was then executing a lawyer's right given by law, Mr. Tang told the Australian yesterday. Chinese law states that a lawyer has a right to present for the accused at court, but it was the judge who interrupted our presentations from time to time, and we walked away at last in protest. It was a legal right of a lawyer, the actions of the Beijing Justice Bureau based on no factual or legal grounds. And it's not the first time Mr. Tang and other human rights lawyers have encountered harassment. At the beginning of this year, the Bureau held back annual licenses for Mr. Tang, and dozens of human rights lawyers in Beijing are a part of what is considered China's most active legal group. You know what they're trying to do? The law of the land that is written in China would protect these people. But the law of worship of the state and science is at war with anything that has truly a moral underpinning, a real created in the law that is consistent with the created order. They're basically changing laws so it suits their communist Marxist viewpoint. And anything that goes contrary to that is worthy of death. That's the kind of thing that you could have happen in Florida. If people can of whatever persuasion can come here without your legislature having the ability to intervene and protect you from foreign invasion, if you take that out of your Bill of Rights, you're setting yourself and your posterity up for great suffering in the future. When we come back, I'm going to talk about this new statute about domestic partners. What is a domestic partner? Where is it defined in law? Is it defined in common law? Reminds me of Marvin versus Marvin. Okay, we're going to be back. This Faith and Freedom Show, David Allen Carmichael. The number here is 888-850-1872 for the Liberty Works Radio Network.